Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So let's comment on the service there.
Boom.
Kid was really cool.
Yeah. Not knowledgeable, though.
Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we chronicle our trip to Nashville through the lens of food and service. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you...
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Danny and I usually podcast when we travel together.
Absolutely.
It's one of the reasons why we...
We love it.
We enjoy it.
Yeah.
This trip to Nashville, we did not because I was a little burnt out.
Yeah, he needed a little break.
I needed a break. Yeah. I needed a break. A lot of spinning plates. And so we decided to, as always, whenever we do travel, we eat, we go to bars, we
take it all in.
We go to... yes. We take it all in. So anything from the hotel service to bar service to restaurant service to all things restaurant industry, we report back. Mm-hmm. And today's episode is Nashville.
Yeah.
We'll start the journey at me meeting up with the two other guys that were coming in similar
times. The boys, yeah.
And we went to the airport bar to hang out.
Did you?
Yes. We waited for Suit Man.
Okay.
And so Jay and I flew in pretty much identical.
Same time.
He was coming from Houston. We came in about, I said landed, he said me too.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So we went to the bar and waited for Suit Man.
Okay.
It was cool. The bartender was really
nice. What
bar
did you go to?
I don't remember the name of the bar, but it was right before you exit.
Going out the gates and stuff?
Yeah, going out to the gates and stuff. So we're still in the terminal, obviously. And she was giving us some advice about what to do in Nashville, her favorite places and things like that.
Nice.
And so this is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This is Friday.
Coming in hot.
Friday at about noon 30.
Nice.
And we were there. Our trip is going to be from Friday to Monday afternoon or so.
Yeah.
Coming in, we checked into the hotel, and we are walking distance from the main drag.
Yeah.
We're right around Printer's Alley and not far,
we're right in the middle of the world. It was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Location was perfect. I check in. I requested early check-in because we got in. Now, by the time we got there, it was probably like 1:30.
Okay, so that's not that bad for early check-in.
I slide the front desk, $20, you know, just to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
The location was awesome. Now we got to go eat. I believe we went to the diner.
Oh, okay.
And that was an interesting spot because it had
levels. I've been there before. Yeah.
Yeah. That was an interesting concept where each floor was still the restaurant.
Every floor you went to, it was like the same restaurant.
Same restaurant, different floor. And I guess they close and open different floors at different times.
So it was open like 1 and 2 when you first walk in. Is that?
I think we went to 3.
Three was open.
Yeah, I think 3 was open. If I'm not mistaken, and we went up, sat at the bar, you know, and we got good service.
Okay,
not very personal. Not personable or anything like that, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Very utilitarian. We talk about that. Like everybody there just felt like they were over it.
Gotcha.
I mean, the place is high volume, that area in general, so I get that part. So, but no smiles, no...
Yeah, they're probably beat up from their breakfast shift.
Probably. You know, he was very attentive. waters were filled. He came through with, you know, with everything that we need.
Yeah, needed, you, he took care of your needs. You just didn't have the personality that you wanted.
Which
for.
Is fine. Yeah. I came with friends, so.
Yeah. You're already enjoying yourself.
Exactly. And from there, we went downstairs, walked around a little bit, marveled at how doggone busy it was.
Crazy.
It's crazy down on Broadway.
Nuts.
This was the afternoon, and it was piggity packed.
Oh, wow.
We went to Whiskey River.
Yes.
That was our first stop. Band was playing as bands play in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And we were in the back. Service there, they had a back bar. It was a little confusing because the back bar only had like premium whiskeys and things mm-hmm. like that. So I wasn't really going to drink
yeah.
whiskey at, you know, 2 in the afternoon necessarily. But I ended up doing it anyway.
Well, Buffalo Trace?
Yes. I followed Tim on the Buffalo Trace Neat.
Okay.
And that, so that's where it started. But the pours were regular. It's important to know. Okay. And we'll circle back to that. And they had a mechanical bull.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Yeah, undefeated mechanical bull. I'm surprised that people even try that thing. But the operator was very very gentle.
Okay.
Then we wanted to go back to the hotel to make sure that we meet you guys up and let you in because yeah. I had the keys and things like that. So then we'll pick up when you came up. You came up
yeah.
With
the Duffy.
With the Duffy. And
we went upstairs. We dropped our stuff off. We made the greetings like normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we went right out.
We went right out.
Yeah.
And it's important to know that Danny and I have this tequila apple juice that we talk about.
Boom. Went right into that.
We went right into that. Because I brought with me a bag of nips.
Yes.
Of tequila. Jose Cuervo Silver or yep. something. And they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Went downstairs. The
They had apple juice.
They had apple juice right downstairs.
Perfect.
So all we had to do was go to the commissary.
Porn store. Perfect.
Suck down a few of those. Get all primed up. Yep. Well, now we're going out. Back to Whiskey River. Met up a few new friends.
Yeah.
And how did you find Whiskey River?
It was cool. So we probably were in the same place you guys were when we were in the back bar. And we were overlooking the, like you said, the mechanical bull was to our left and live music was right in front of us. The vibe was good. It was a little slow when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in that like intermediate time, like, you know, people are trying to eat and stuff like that. It felt like,
yeah.
Because it was like probably like 6 o'clock, right? I'm guessing.
I went next door. Is Duffy and I needed to eat.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of that place.
Oh, Acme.
Acme. We went to Acme to eat.
Yeah.
And it was all right.
Yeah.
You know, not the I believe I had a salad with shrimp.
Okay.
Some kind of like grilled shrimp, mm-hmm. something, Caesar salad.
How's the service?
Service was fair. Okay. Everybody was friendly. In general, all in Nashville, we generally had good service.
True.
So that's important to note. The place was packed. Nice multi-level place. Mm-hmm. Bathrooms were on the second floor. I believe they had a rooftop as well. Didn't check that
you
out.
You didn't eat on your rooftop. So you ate down. So you ate what, we, downstairs?
Right on the first floor.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, right on the first floor. Right where you got to the bar, we rocked up. I believe they had that QR code nonsense.
Mm-hmm, they did. I ate there later on in the night. Before, as you guys were back out, I had to get it. After I got a little drunk, I needed to eat something.
Yes. And so, but it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed it. Good service. I think he bought, we took turns. So
yeah.
What we do is we just take turns.
Yeah.
We don't worry about what it is because we kind of keep a general knowledge of,
yeah, I mean, you know, unless you do like a, like we all split a tab, but that was the bar tab for the night.
Yes.
So that was, you know, when it's something big, we'll pitch in or we'll break it down evenly.
Yeah.
But when it was something that's, you know, that's pretty reasonable, we'll just take turns.
Yeah. We generally take turns. Hey, I got this. I got this. I got this. And it all works out in the end.
It always does.
Yes. So he got that. I probably got the next whatever round of whatever. We went back to Whiskey River.
Yes.
And met up the gang. Now the gang's in full force.
Yeah. We're drinking. We're having a good time.
We're drinking. We're having a good time. And the Buffalo Traces are getting bigger. Somehow, whenever Danny gets a Buffalo Trace for Marlon, it is a giant pour. I get them for myself, and it's a regular pour, which is fine.
Yeah.
But my God, he was trying to bury me.
He did it to himself.
So this is still Friday.
Still Friday.
We wrap Friday up in a sense.
Yeah.
Right? We go back. It's our first day.
You guys are kind of tired. So you guys, yes. You end up going back to the room. At a decent hour, though. It was like midnight. It wasn't late, late.
But it wasn't late.
It wasn't too bad. But you guys also been out traveling the whole day, so it made sense.
Yes.
We get back to the room. I'm a night creature, so I went out for a little bit. And actually, I was at the room with you guys, and one of our boys was out, and he didn't have his key, so I had to let him in.
Yes. Also, on the way back, we stopped in Printer's Alley because we were starving again.
Yes.
And we got some shitty pizza.
Oh, it was horrible. Okay. It was bad.
It was bad pizza.
It had no flavor.
No flavor. But it did the job.
It filled the belly.
It filled the belly enough for me to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Went to sleep, woke up Saturday, probably my favorite afternoon there. Got up. We needed to eat breakfast. Went to my favorite place in Nashville.
On the trip, yes.
On the trip.
Was it 417 Union?
417 Union.
Oh, solid.
Gangster.
Solid.
This place, breakfast only.
Breakfast only.
Closed Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes.
Operational time?
7 to 1:30.
I want a job there. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, when you're working, when you're not, that's
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Boom.
Give me an application. They were on a wait.
Mm-hmm.
They quoted us like 20, 30 minutes, something like that.
We went to the bar.
We squeezed in at the bar.
Yeah.
I went in. There was five of us. There was enough seats for like four tight. And I saw somebody paying the check.
Yeah.
Two seats were going to open shortly. And it worked right out.
Worked out perfect.
The bar's the move. Whenever there's a wait, I'm looking at the bar.
Always.
The bartender was cool. Everybody's hustling. They were working. And we got excellent service there.
Fantastic.
The biscuits were phenomenal.
He loved them.
I loved them. I ate homeboy's biscuit next to me. I didn't even know that dude. You gonna eat your cornbread?
Come up off that cornbread, boy.
Yeah. So yeah, he was nice enough to share that with me. I noticed the staff. The staff seemed very happy. And one incident that I noticed that a suit man had ordered a chicken and waffle.
Yes.
And it's supposed to come with three chickens.
It was missing one. It was missing one tender.
Yes, missing one tender. And they said, hey, we'll be right back with that last tender. The food runner comes out and places it
The guest that was next to you.
Yes.
Because they had chicken waffles as well, but they had the correct order.
He said, oh, no, I'm fine. This isn't mine or whatever. So he ends up pulling it from him and giving it to suit man. And so, which is perfectly fine. Apparently, he felt a little bad about it and then came out with another
fresh
one for the gentleman. He's like, oh, man, you know, I pulled it away from you, so here you go. And that marked in my brain as unnecessary, but goes a long way.
Yes.
You know, that those types of things you see in a restaurant, and that really endeared me to that place because you could just get a sense of the ownership on down to the staff and things like that. And he had an owner aroma about him. I don't know. He could be just a manager or just another worker. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
But you could tell they took pride in their job.
They took pride in it. And they took pride in them biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
My meal was pretty good. And like I said, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Not on Sunday, though. Because that is probably a zoo.
I believe it.
I mean, Sunday brunch, Sunday breakfast
Sunday
place.
Anywhere is going to be a zoo.
True, true. And if it's not, food's probably not that good.
Exactly.
From there,
we went, I walked you guys through Printer's Alley, like the full alley.
Okay.
Yes, because originally we only peeked into the alley on Friday.
Okay.
And then I had went out and I was in the alley.
Now I remember, we were looking for a place to watch the early London Bills game.
Yes.
And so we stopped into the DraftKings.
Mm-hmm.
Found out, say, hey, what time you open tomorrow? Because
absolutely,
we're on Nashville time, Tennessee time, and so that's an hour earlier. So the game's going to start.
Our game
really
starts on East Coast at 9:30. So now it's 8:30.
8:30, yes.
So it's even earlier.
We went to Printer's Alley.
Yeah, and then we went to Kid Rocks. Yeah, we went to the Strip.
Yes.
Daytime
Kid Rocks.
Kid Rocks was cool.
Let's start from the ground floor.
Yeah.
Beautiful stage.
It brought us in because of the stage.
Yes.
The music was good.
Yes.
And that's what brought us in there.
Yes.
So when you're looking at it, it was the bar in the middle, mm-hmm. and it overlooked they had more seating on the second floor, but it overlooked the stage.
Yes, the second floor was almost like balcony seating.
Exactly.
And the stage was tiered, mm-hmm. and up. It was an impressive stage. Yeah. I like that setup. It almost looked like an elevated pulpit.
It was like three levels
pulpit.
To it. Yeah, yes. It was really cool.
Yes, the band was great. Mm-hmm. They were doing their thing, rocking. And we had had another Buffalo Trace again, and we decided to go upstairs.
Yeah, so let's go check out the rooftop.
Yes. If you're going to check out the rooftop, take the stairs.
We took the elevator the first time, and it took like 3 rounds to get upstairs.
Yes. Yeah. it took a while because the elevator only holds so many people.
Exactly.
We made it upstairs, and
it was supposed to be chilly that day because mm-hmm. the temperature had changed from Friday to Saturday.
Yeah.
So there was a chill in the air, but they had heaters on. So when we got off the
elevator.
We got off the elevator, it was hot.
Yeah.
Because we came into heaters.
We all had two layers on, but they had heaters and the sun. Yeah, it was not a good combination.
No.
But you know,
we were there for a minute.
I saw something, I believe it was at Kid Rock's, that I thought was damn genius.
The water. Yes.
Why waste time asking your bartender to pour waters for thirsty thousands of people when you can rock a water cooler right on the bar?
They had one on each side of the bar. Self-service. It was awesome.
Yes. Self-service water at a busy bar was freaking genius.
And then I started noticing them at other places.
Yes, but that was the first place I noticed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll give credit to that, right?
Absolutely.
And it was apparent that it was water. There are some other places that it didn't look like, you know what I mean? It just looked like a container. You didn't know what was in it.
Yeah.
This was a clear container.
This looked like, it was like a Gatorade one, but you could see through it.
You could see through it.
Yeah.
And then the cups weren't even loose. Like they were individually plastic.
Yep.
So if you felt a little odd about that, and kudos to that bar because I find that to be,
That saves so much time for people.
That saves so much time for the guests.
Yes.
And it saves time for your bartenders mm-hmm. who are making money. Yes.
Okay.
They were doing a great job.
Yeah.
So now we're still on Saturday. And now the Saturday evening, I said, listen, I got to take a nap.
Yeah. So you go back to the room.
Yes.
We find out where the games are playing.
The City Pub.
Exactly.
Which is a Bills backer bar.
We did some recon to go find out where it was and make sure, mm-hmm. you know, just so you guys knew where you had to go in the morning and there's no discrepancy.
Yes.
You know exactly how to get there. So while you guys were taking a nap, we went, walked around, had some more drinks, and then ended up finding there.
Yes.
And then we make our way back doing like little bar hopping, like popping into little bars mm-hmm. on the way back and end up in Printer's Alley, the three of us. Go to this spot called Bourbon Street.
Okay.
Blues. Me and Jay had went there the night
Bourbon
before.
Bourbon Street Blues.
Yeah. So we go there, and during the daytime, there was like a little reggae feeling going on. It was nice. So we go in there, have a drink. We're chilling. We grab a little bite there, the three of us.
How was the food?
It was good. We just grabbed some chicken tenders. Not crazy, but it was solid.
Okay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Then we go head over, because now it's a little late in the evening. Not late, but like 6 o'clock.
Okay, so here's where the transition happened. I wake up from my nap.
Yes.
I contact Soup Man.
Yes.
And we go out.
You guys go out on your
own. Yes. We decided to go to Standard Proof. Mm-hmm. We both like whiskey and bourbons and things like that. And so we go to Standard Proof, but we messed up. We probably should have eaten first.
You drank first.
We drank first. And so that sequence put us into prime time at restaurants.
Yes.
We decided to go around the corner to Puckett's. They were on a wait. I told Soup Man, I said, listen, wait here. We're still drinking. I'll go over and put
us on the wait.
In.
Yeah.
So I put us on the wait. The guy's like, oh, it's going to be, you know, about 40, 50 minutes. I said, no problem. You know,
they give you the text thing?
Give you the text thing. I go back to the bar. We finish up. Then we ended up going to tabbing out. We got the message. It only took about 30 minutes, I'd say.
Okay, cool.
Went to Puckett's. And originally I was going to do the bar, but he wasn't with me. So I didn't want to go and then message him and then, you know, we had time. We're on vacation, baby.
Exactly. Might as well relax.
Yeah, might as well relax. So we went there and the food isn't typically what I eat, but I made it work.
Okay.
You know, I made it work. Very disappointed. Whenever there's barbecue type fare and things like that, I look forward to the sides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a mashed potatoes, a coleslaw, mac and cheese. And the mac and cheese is shameful. That's not mac and cheese.
Ooh, it is dirty?
It's, you got to put some love into that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to put all this love into your barbecue, you got to put the love into the sides. That's, to me, that's what keeps people coming back.
Absolutely.
You know?
Your greens. You got to have it solid.
You got to have it solid. And so that was, I just kind of pushed it around. I wasn't mad at it. Service was good. Very good, I think. And they had like a folksy kind of band.
Okay.
So to me, I get it, Music City, but man, I just want to have dinner without having that loudness. But it wasn't too loud. Thank God it was towards the end. We got our meal when they were striking up.
Okay.
So then our server was pretty cool. I forgot his name. Tall guy, real chill. He got us everything that we need. Hey, you need anything else? Like I said, Nashville was a hit on the service.
Absolutely.
And so now it's Saturday night, and we go down to Broadway, and it was a madhouse.
Okay, so when you guys are at Broadway, we were eating at the English Pub.
Nice.
Okay, so we get fish and chips.
And then now the English Pub is in Printer's Alley.
Yeah. So we all get fish and chips, and we all get a soup.
Okay.
And so we eat there, and it was chill. So there was not that many people. We had a little table. We're kind of taking it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat. We relax. We're full. So now we go back to the room where you guys are still running around. We're like, where they at? But whatever. So we go back to the room to switch up, get a little rest in before we go out for the,
yes,
the main event.
Yeah, you got to make a pit stop.
Absolutely.
For sure. And so the main event was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much, man. I'm walking around and I feel like I was getting bounced out of bars because of the noise and the people, you're maneuvering. And so we were trying to find a place to get settled. I believe if I'm not mistaken, I believe we went to
Wild Beaver. Yes.
Stopped into the Wild Beaver. It was a little collegey in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took it in for a minute and decided not to get a drink because it's just not our spot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not our spot. Now we go back to Printer's Alley and we go down. We were trying to connect with Jay a little bit, and he was out all day. He didn't nap.
Yeah.
He was out all day, and he was at Bourbon Street Blues, and we just kept missing each other. And I said, listen, I'm going to the British Pub. So we went to the British Pub, loved it. Went down the stairs. They had steel tip darts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're gonna have darts, come on now, you gotta have two dartboards. One dartboard is not enough. It's a British Pub, you know.
You should have two for sure.
You should have two for sure. They had enough space for two, more than enough.
Yeah, it was chill.
It was chill.
Yeah,
it was chill. I ended up eating. Because I had the vegetarian shepherd's pie.
Ah, yeah.
Effing delicious. It was really good. And so then we met up.
Yeah, we met you guys there.
Yeah, yeah. And so was that where your first stop from coming out?
Coming out after going up to the room and passing out, relaxing for a little bit. Yes, mm-hmm. That was our first stop back out. A little groggy, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Work our way through it.
And then Jay finally, I think it was... Did you guys come one at a time?
Me and Jason Duffy came to see you guys.
Yes.
And then Jay came over and he was popping in and out still. Okay. It was like, I'm going back to the room. And then we were like, and he texts us,
Yes.
I found a different bar.
Yes.
I'm in another bar.
Yes, he would keep trying to go back to the room and get distracted.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't napped, so he was teetering.
Exactly.
So we are committed to support our Bill's friend.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, are you coming with me? So I was like, yeah, we'll go to the Bill's bar with you.
And you knew you had to wake up butt crack of dawn.
We had to wake up at 6:15, 6 o'clock. The game starts at 8. The place opens.
And they said you couldn't. This place opened at 7:45. They said they'd be there by 7:30.
Yeah, we had to line up.
Yeah.
We had to line up because every table was reserved except for the bar.
Exactly.
So the bar was first come, first serve. I was like, man, I got you, buddy. I'll be there. I will be there. So I was like, okay, time to pack it in. We go, and I believe you stayed out.
I stayed out.
You stayed out. We went to bed. Where'd you go?
I stayed in the alley. I just kind of hung around in that little area right there, took it all in, and then I came probably up at maybe like an hour or two later. I just wasn't tired yet.
Gotcha.
I needed to work my way into being tired.
Plus, you took a later nap.
Yeah.
I took an earlier nap.
Exactly.
My nap, it was still daytime.
Exactly, yeah.
So now we're finishing up. This is Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Six whatever.
And I had no plans of going with you guys anyways.
I thought you did. I thought you did. I said, you come. You say, hell no, I'm not coming. I'm like, ouch, okay.
I go, no, you can have that one. In my head, I didn't want to deal with the extra.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to sleep in, relax. And I was going to go to the gym in my mind because we had went to the gym on Saturday.
Yes.
When we woke up in the morning. I was like, maybe I'll go to the gym and then go to brunch and then, you know, and then meet and then be ready for the 12
o'clock. Yeah.
So that was my whole routine in my head. I ended up sleeping in. I didn't go to the gym, but I went and had a brunch. I went to a spot called The Broken Egg.
Oh, nice.
I get there. It is an hour and 10 minutes wait.
Woo!
Okay. I put my name on the list.
Sunday.
Yeah. I put my name on the list on one person.
Okay.
I look at the bar, right? I go, is the bar first come first serve? She goes, yeah. So I go to the bar. The bartender is super organized. I love this about her. So awesome. There's two couples. And she goes, are you guys waiting for the bar? If you are, you know, I'll let you know. But the people, you know, as they get up. So she had everything organized in her own way. Mm-hmm. And I go, I'm one person. So she gave them all menus. She got us all drinks. I told her I was one person. One person got up within minutes.
Boom.
She goes, you're by yourself? I go, yeah. She goes, sit down.
Boom.
So I cut the other two tops, which is fine.
Yeah.
So I sit down. I order my food. I'm there for like, you know, 5-10 minutes. I'm already
living the dream.
I'm drinking. I've already looked at the menu. I'm ready to order. I'm in the game, okay?
That's the hack,
it
baby.
It was perfect. So I order my food, I eat. The bartender's funny. You know, she's like popping bottles and people like, and doing like cheers and stuff like, but like, you know, making like a spectacle of it. It was great. I leave there, I meet you guys at, I leave there and I go get a couple nips.
Okay.
Put them in my pocket and I'm looking for you guys at this point.
All right, so we are up early.
Yeah.
In line, it's chilly outside and we're all Bills. All Bills fans, things like that. And I'd like to see the Bills do well, but I'm not a Bills fan.
Mm-hmm.
We go in, and this is City Tap.
Yes.
Sit at the bar, my man Wyatt. He's there, real chill. He looks like a Wyatt.
Gotcha.
This dude looks like his name.
Okay.
And so you had the better morning because that game sucked. Nothing doing. It was a terrible game.
Yeah.
The Bills lost. And so I said to Wyatt, we had some breakfast. Great service, sitting at the bar, and he's like, oh, you know what you want to drink? I said, tell you what, every time the Bills score, I'll do a car bomb. Ended up being three because the Bills lost. They didn't really score much. Jacksonville beat them. To his credit, I'm not sure that he knew how to make a car bomb, honestly. he forgot the whiskey the first time. But with each one, it
progressively got better.
The third one was all layered and the whiskey and the Baileys was.
You learned him on the way.
I mean, he learned himself.
Okay,
like, you know, I wasn't gonna. He was so nice, and I actually started to feel bad because I committed to this thing, thinking that I'll be nice, getting drunk or whatever, 8 o'clock in the morning. But it didn't happen. So
yeah.
I really wanted to, you know. But I think I paid the tip. Yeah, I did. So I gave him a little extra. His Duffy paid the tab. I paid the tip.
Okay.
I think from there we went to DraftKings.
Went
to DraftKings, and there we had excellent service.
Yeah.
It's essentially one long
bar.
And we're standing there. still trying to feel the moment, where we're going to settle in, what games we want to watch. Mm-hmm. And a bartender comes out. And he's like, have you guys been helped? We kind of looked at him sideways because it was like...
People been walking by us the whole time. But they were working. You know
yeah,
I mean?
That's fine.
And that's, I mean, there was no reason for them to talk to us at all. Okay.
Perfectly
he
fine.
He came from behind the bar.
Yes.
It's like, you guys need a drink. He saw us standing there for a minute.
Yes.
And was very attentive.
So for him to recognize in a busy place
yes.
that three people standing there would require service, come out,
mm-hmm.
get the drinks, deliver them, I was like, my man.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes. And
we stayed for like, what, 45 minutes, an hour, and left.
Yeah. Not even that far.
So, at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, about 30 minutes, yeah. I would say. And so tipped him cash, paid for the check, and then off left. We go. Yeah. I believe it's Black Tap.
It was the craft burger spot.
Black Tap with Lily.
Yes.
Yes.
We go get some burgers.
Chilling as bartender around.
Yeah. We get some burgers, but they had the game on, which was perfect.
Yes.
We eat, you know, we all take it in, we eat. We weren't there for long, just normal situation.
Mm-hmm.
The bartender was, you were interacting with her, but it was chill.
Yeah, it was chill. We were just kind of talking shop with her a little bit, which was cool. We don't usually do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to stay low key when we're out and about. So we talked to her a little bit. And then from there, was it nap time?
Yes.
Yes.
It was in between the later games.
Okay.
So we go back, you guys relax, and then you guys are back at the hotel because
yes.
they did happy hour on Sunday.
Yes.
So we go meet you guys, have a drink for happy hour. We talk about now we're hungry.
So
now it's almost dinner
time. Do you
remember
the name of that hotel bar?
Yeah, Gannon's.
Okay, so we're at Gannon's, and I'm literally watching a game.
Yeah.
Standing underneath the TV. And someone else requests the change of the TV. They don't even ask me or anyone around me. And then I'm not watching the game anymore.
Yeah. Like, what just happened?
Yeah. So I go over to the girl who requested it, a Cincinnati fan. And I said, are you the reason why I'm not watching my Jets game right now? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, are you? You know, but it wasn't on her, but the bartender or whoever should have,
yeah.
you know, cleared it. Or
acknowledge that.
Yes, exactly. So I didn't really care for that. But that's minor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up going to
Corner Pub.
Yes.
Because I remember we had walked by, they had these massive screens. It was Sunday. We're ready to watch the game. It was already, we're at that 6 o'clock hour right before the 7 o'clock game.
Yes.
So we go, we get something to eat. We watch the 7 o'clock game there.
So let's comment on the service there.
Boom.
Kid was really cool.
Yeah. Not knowledgeable though. Very nice, but not knowledgeable.
Few things happened where Jay asked for broccoli cheese, which was on their menu. That's how the broccoli come. Broccoli cheese, then get the broccoli or
the
cheese.
The broccoli. It had
no.
They didn't bring anything at first.
They didn't bring anything at first. Then say, hey, you know, this is supposed to come with this. Said, okay, no problem. Brings the broccoli, no cheese.
So you order a drink.
I just wanted a simple margarita.
Yeah.
But I like it with the tequila.
Agave and lime.
Fresh lime juice. So I have to ask, do you have fresh lime juice?
No, you have to have agave.
Okay.
And the kid goes, he kind of looks at you and he looks around. He goes, yeah, into tequila, right?
And I said, never mind. No agave.
It's okay.
It's okay. Don't stay pretty. The agave is not a deal breaker for me.
You could do simple syrup.
I could do simple syrup. And the lime juice, he didn't have lime juice either.
I told him, I go, Marlon, just order the drink and get four limes and squeeze them in there.
I don't like squeezing limes.
And he goes, no, they'll be fine. It comes back and he's like, I should have did what you said. I know.
Yeah, because it was too sweet.
Yeah.
And it had like one squeeze of lime that was in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you should have told me you didn't have fresh squeezed lime juice. You should have told me, you know what I mean?
I worked it out.
I would have done alternate.
Yes.
And so, yeah, he wasn't very knowledgeable, but that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
They were still nice.
These things happen.
We watched most of the game there. Everybody has to leave early. So I think we went
back to Kid Rocks.
Yes.
Rooftop, Kid Rocks.
Good vibes.
Good vibes. Met some real cool people.
Yeah.
Then the drinking starts.
Oh, man.
Or continues, but starts.
Yes.
Danny's coming back with these bourbon neats that are just like have waves to them. I was dying. I forgot to mention that we were hungry again for good pizza.
Yes.
And tried
that's
Luigi's.
That's why, yes, we left because you didn't eat. You didn't eat at Corner Pub.
I did not.
You didn't eat at Corner Pub.
I did
and
not.
You wanted pizza.
Yes.
And the reason why we even went back to the Strip is because we were going to get a pizza.
Yes.
So we go to Luigi's.
Yes.
I order the pizza first. And it looks like what we wanted. The visual looks great.
Yes.
Mom takes a bite of the pizza and goes,
got me again. Got me again, Pizza Nashville.
Yes. So we eat and then we go to Kid Rock's.
Then we go to Kid Rock's. Then we meet some cool people.
We have a great time. We vibe out.
Yes.
We stayed at almost midnight.
Yes.
You guys go back to, we all left to go back to the room.
No, he left first.
He did leave first.
Yes.
And we hung out. Me and you hung out longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went you back to the room, and I was like, you know what? I want to go back out. Yes. I go back out. I go to the spot next door, and it was Jason Aldean's, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a DJ up there, and I'm vibing, and I'm meeting other people, and I'm having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back up to the room, and then called it a night.
If there's an actually good Nashville place for pizza that we missed, let us know in the comments. TheModernWaiter@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @TheModernWaiterPodcast. And we're going to let you go on this. So we wake up, our boys leave one by one early in the morning.
Yeah.
We leaving on Monday.
Yep.
Our flight's at 4:30.
So we're leaving downtown like 2:30.
Yes.
We get late checkout.
We don't have to be out by 1. And we go back to my breakfast place.
Had a great breakfast.
4:17.
Yep.
Here I come.
He gets two biscuits.
I ordered two biscuits right away.
Yes.
Then there was a bartender, Mike. He's a new guy there.
Yeah.
I think it was Mike, right?
I think so.
Can't remember.
Mike was cool.
Yeah, Mike was real cool, real chill.
Yeah, we told him about the podcast.
Yes.
He's a veteran, you know.
Veteran industry person.
Absolutely.
So he gave us the lay of the land in Nashville through the eyes of bars and mm-hmm. service and things like
all
that.
All the above.
Which was really, cool to know. And that's why we do this. That's why we do this podcast, why we travel. So he would have been a good person to have on the podcast.
Absolutely.
So if he's listening, reach out to me and then we'll connect the next time we're in town because we do plan on coming back.
Absolutely.
Danny and I specifically, we can have you on the podcast and you could fill us in, fill our audience in on
about the ins and outs, baby.
Yes. So we have our breakfast at 417 Union. Jealous the whole time that they're, about to close and be done for the day and going home with money in their pocket and still can go wherever
whatever
they want.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we go back to the room, to the hotel, pick up our bags.
Call that Uber.
There's no lounge at
we usually have a lounge
at the airport. So we kind of
kept the light, kept to the light. Bathroom, got some water and hopped on our flight and home we came.
Came here to tell you all about it. That is our Nashville trip. We do this for you each and every week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villain. Subscribe, people.
We will see you next week.
Later. Rolling, rolling, home and unstop. We going straight to the top. We knowing what we got. And heads going rock when this shit hits the